Welcome to it on a free-for-all Friday. Glad to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Coming to you live from the Village Commons in Traverse City. And I'm sitting here. I mean, if for coffee lovers, you got to be jealous of me today. I'm telling you, this is like a dream come true. I'm at Higher Grounds Coffee Roasters here at the Village Commons. This used to be the state hospital in Traverse City. It in of itself is a tremendous story. 20 years ago, they wanted to bulldoze all of these buildings into the ground and turn them back into, I don't know, pastures, I suppose. And some people with vision came along and said, before you do that, we've got some ideas. It's great architecture. They're classic buildings. Yes, there's a lot of work to be done there, but we can bring it back. It's a success story in Michigan here in Traverse City. And one, if you haven't seen it, you should. And when you're here, you should go to Higher Grounds Coffee because, well, you can have this incredible smell that I'm enjoying here this morning, which is incredible. I mean, it's the roasting of the beans right here behind me. And so if you like coffee, again, you're jealous of where I am, but we'll talk more about that. With some of the founders of Higher Grounds Coffee, exceptional coffee from a world of good friends. We'll talk about that a bit later. On the map today, we've got MSU being cleared. Chucky Todd says, this just might be the day. And In-N-Out burgers are apparently off the list of things to eat now for the left. I'll explain why. But first, there's this. Apparently the Me Too movement was Me Either at NBC. And this comes from the Daily Beast. Not a source I normally rely on, but this story should shock some people and get their attention because it is a big deal. The way NBC and the network ignored what was going on. Now, we know that Matt Lauer had his secret lock the door button that nobody knew about. Apparently, Matt wandered off to Home Depot on the weekend and put that button on his desk because nobody on the upper floors knew anything about Matt Lauer being able to lock the door of his office from behind his desk. Really? And that's the story they still go with. But here's the headline from the Daily Beast today, which is basically that NBC, the network, tried to bury the entire Me Too movement from the beginning. The producer who worked alongside Ronan Farrow at NBC News on his Harvey Weinstein investigation quit in protest just a couple of weeks ago. Rich McHugh tendered his resignation on August the 17th, a Friday, a year to the day after the Weinstein story left with Farrow. And since that time, you may know this, Farrow won the Pulitzer Prize for a series of articles that revealed allegations of sexual harassment, sexual assault, and a whole host of problems at the network and with Harvey Weinstein. And those questions have lingered about why the network gave up on the story that helped launch the entire Me Too movement. NBC News has long insisted that Weinstein's expose wasn't ready to run on air or online, which clearly we can all sit back and say, well, that obviously wasn't true. So why did NBC work so hard to bury it? That's the real question here. Farrow's story, which ultimately ran in the New Yorker magazine, part of a series that won the 2018 Pulitzer Prize for Public Service, earned him a prestigious George Polk Award for National Reporting, and garnered near universal praise even from people on the right side of the aisle because it had exposed abuse at all levels. And exposed abuse by Harvey Weinstein and the casting couch and all the things that went on in Hollywood and things that people knew about for decades, this whole atmosphere, this whole environment of abuse targeting young people, mostly women, but we've also heard stories of young men being targeted. It was this whole Hollywood atmosphere, this whole environment of the power brokers would take what they wanted from those that were young and had, you know, dreams in their eyes and so forth. Of course, many of them never made it. And a few did. The Daily Beast found new details of how the process went off the rails, including threats from NBC, they allege, backstabbing, dirty deeds inside the network that was truly responsible, and previously unreported ultimatum by Weinstein's attorneys. According to several different sources that fed into this story, NBC News General Counsel Susan Wiener made a series of phone calls to Farrow threatening to smear him. And this is the Daily Beast's adjectives. Threatening to smear him if he continued to report on Weinstein. Now, why is that? Did Weinstein wield that much power? Was it that incredible for them to do this? Now, remember, this is the impetus. This entire story by Ronan Farrow was the impetus for the Me Too movement. And yet, inside the halls of power at NBC, they tried desperately to bury this story. And without it, you'd never have the Me Too movement. None of it ever would have happened. Talk about the disingenuous nature of what goes on there, the hypocrisy of this very network that later gave us the tawdry stories of Matt Lauer. And I'm going to talk about this in a moment. I spent many, many years working as a television news reporter, a news anchor, an investigative reporter. Some of that time I worked directly for NBC News. I had stories that were up on Geraldo on CNBC and different places back a few years ago. So I understand the inner workings of these newsrooms. I get it. And I know that the big-time anchors that sit on the desk, they wield a lot of power, and everybody kind of fawns at these folks when they walk into the room, although many of them had no talent whatsoever, which was incredible to behold. People that had almost no talent because they couldn't write, but they could sit there and regurgitate words provided to them by others. That was their talent. They could look at a screen, a teleprompter, if you will, and regurgitate words that were provided to them from other people. But that notwithstanding, they were fawned over, and they wielded great power in the newsrooms, and some probably still do in major cities where the news anchors have been there for, you know, 10, 20, 30 years, some of them. So a spokesperson for NBC News, speaking to the Daily Beast on the condition that they would remain anonymous, because that's the only way journalism is done today, anonymously. Nobody does it honestly anymore. Vigorously denied all those allegations as absolutely false. Spokesperson telling the Daily Beast, there's no truth at all to any of that. There's no chance in no version of the world that Susan Wiener would tell Ronan Farrow that he could or could not report on. But in February 2015, Farrow lost his daytime program on MSNBC and began working with NBC News Investigative Unit. In November 2016, Farrow and a producer, Rich McHugh, who we just mentioned, decided they wanted to do a story about Hollywood's casting couch. The longtime practice of producers and other powerful men exchanging, well, frankly, sex for film roles. I mean, there's no polite way to put it. Exchanging what they want for the dreams of young people. That, according to multiple sources inside the network. They presented the idea to NBC, to Noah Oppenheim, the president of NBC News, who suggested the team look into October 2016 tweets by Rose McGowan that she was raped by a Hollywood executive. Over the next several months, Farrow collected evidence, suggested Weinstein had a pattern of inappropriate behavior toward women, according to the sources of previous reporting by the Daily Beast, the Huffington Post, the New York Times, and others. Weinstein repeatedly denied all allegations of non-consensual sex, and sources familiar with the matter previously told the Daily Beast that at least eight women accusing Weinstein had agreed to go on camera. But why, oh why, did NBC News not want this to come out? By February, according to the sources, Farrow had secured an on-the-record interview with McGowan. He had obtained the opportunity to put this story forth, and Farrow McHugh also obtained a bombshell audio recording from the New York Police Department, the NYPD, in which Weinstein admitted to groping an Italian model. And yet, NBC's reluctance pushed Farrow and McHugh forward. Concerns about NBC's commitment to the story. The sources said that Farrow was ready to go, but NBC was not. In spring of 2017, according to all sources, Farrow played Oppenheim the audio of Weinstein with the Italian actress, admitting that he was used to doing that. And Oppenheim said, well, we're not ready for that. They buried the story. So again, at NBC News, the big story today, the Me Too movement is, well, did you see anything? No. Me either. Hashtag me either. 14 after, Free for All Friday on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
If you have a friend battling the IRS or a friend fighting over taxes with the Michigan Department of Treasury, I have a friend too, Chris McClatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. He's ready to fight for you. Let's not kid ourselves. Realizing you're up against the IRS or Michigan Department of Treasury will keep you up at night. If you owe more than $10,000, then it's time to get a hold of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Just type in your area code plus tax.com, 517tax.com or 269tax.com or 906tax.com. Get a fresh start today.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines, and do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
Looking for a new approach for ongoing health issues? Are you sick and tired of being sick? Maybe it's time for a change. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, along with other intravenous vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatments. Obtain a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save with special discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune illness, and much more. Find out more at wyckoffwellness.com or call 517-